Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us continue to study on our theme from the book of Ezekiel.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，让我们继续查考以西结书。
Now we will study the second theme, which concerns our spiritual life or our spirituality, our life of faith, from the book of Ezekiel.
我们现在第二个主题是关于我们的灵性的问题。
In the Ezekiel chapter 40.
在以西结书四十章
From the chapter 40 onwards, here tells us at the time Ezekiel saw the vision of the new temple.
在这里提到以西结看到新圣殿的意象
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
让我们看以西结书四十章
Verse 1.
第一节
In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year,On the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was conquered, on that very day, the hand of the Lord was upon me.
我们被掳第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，神的灵降在我身上。
Verse 1 tells us the time in which Ezekiel received this vision of the new temple.
第一节提到以西结看到异象的时间。
Here tells us it was the 14th year after the city was conquered.
这里提到这是在耶路撒冷城被攻破后的第十四年。
So this is in the year 572 BC.
这是公元前572年。
So at the time, he saw this vision. The hand of the Lord was upon him.
这时候神的灵降在他的身上。
And here says the Jerusalem and the temple already destroyed for 14 years.
这个时候耶路撒冷以及圣殿呢已经被攻毁了。
But yet in the verse 2 says, and brought me in the visions of God into the land of Israel.
第二节提到在神的意象中神把以西结带到以色列地。
Even though Ezekiel, he was in Babylon.
虽然以西结是在巴比伦
But now the hand of the Lord was upon him, and in a vision he was brought back to the land of Israel.
但是神的灵呢，把他提到以色列地。
There is still hope.
所以仍然还有希望。
So at the time, here says, and set me down upon a very high mountain, on which was a structure like a city opposite me.
这里神把以西结放在至高的山上，然后在南边仿佛有一座城建立。
Take note, this is a vision.
注意，这只是个意象。
Of course, for the rebuilding of the temple, it was during the time of Zerubbabel.
但是圣殿的重建是在所罗巴伯的时候。
It was in the year 535 in which the foundation of the temple was relayed.
在主前535年前新的圣殿的地基因而建立。
But this is a vision.
这里只是个意象。
So he was brought back to the land and he was set down upon a very high mountain.
以西结被带到以色列地安置在至高的山上。
What about this high mountain?
关于这个高山是什么样的情形
Let's turn to Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
This is also a prophecy.
这也是个预言。
Let us read verse 2 and 3.
看二节三节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 and 3.
以赛亚书二章二节三节。
Verse 2, and it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord...shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills.
第二节，末后的日子，神的殿的山必建立，超乎诸山，高举过万岭。
So here tells about the mountain of the house of the Lord.
这里提到神的殿的山。
So it shall be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills.
这里讲到这个山要超乎诸山，高举过万岭。
So Ezekiel was brought to a very high mountain.
所以以西结被带到一个很高的山上。
In the verse following, and the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob.
四面说万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说：“来吧，我们登神的山。”
That he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall come forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
被雅各的神的殿，主要必叫将他的道训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安。
She tells about the highest of the mountains, the mountain of the house of the Lord. Of course, in today's sense, it refers to the church.
这里指神的家，因为他在最高的山上。
So at the time, he was brought to the high mountain and he saw the structure like a city.
这里他在这高的山上呢，看到了城的形状。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
那我们看到希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第12章。
Let's read verse 22.
看22节。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
So here tells about Mount Zion.
这里讲到锡安山。
And the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
这是永生神的城邑，也是天上的耶路撒冷。
Let's turn to Revelation.
让我们看启示录。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录第21章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录21章。
Verse 10.
第10节。
This was seen by Elder John.
这是约翰长老所看到的异象。
Verse 10.
第10节。
And in the spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
第10节，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。Of
course, all this today for interpretation, it tells us about the true church of the last day.
这些都是指在末日的真教会。Or
we say the true church.
我们讲到真教会。So
at the time, Ezekiel, he was brought in the visions to the land of Israel on the high mountain, and he saw a city.
在这个异象中，以西结被带到这个高山上，而且看到这座城。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 40.
让我们看回以西结书40章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书40章。
Verse 3.
第3节。
When he had brought me there, behold, there was a man whose appearance was like bronze.
他带我到那里，有见有一人，颜色如铜。
And with a line of flax and a measuring reed in his hand.
他手拿着麻绳和量度的杆。
So here tells about two equipment.
这里讲到这位带的工具。
One is the a line of flax.
一个是麻绳。
A line of flax is to measure long distance.
这个麻绳呢是量比较长的物件。
And the second one he saw. The man also holding a measuring reed.
再来他看到一个量度的杆。
So it is to measure short distance.
这个量度的杆是量比较短的物件。
And here says he was standing in the gateway.
这个人呢站在门口。
What is the purpose of this measuring line?
这些麻绳有什么作用呢?
Let us borrow from the book of Zechariah to understand this.
让我们看撒迦利亚书。
Yes, let's turn to Zechariah.
请看撒迦利亚书。
At that time, prophet Zechariah, he saw 8 visions in a night.
这里撒迦利亚先知在晚上看到异象。
It was during the time of the rebuilding of the holy temple.
那时正是圣殿重建之时。
So in the chapter 2,
撒迦利亚书第二章,
it tells us the third vision.
他提到了第三个异象。
Let's read verse 1.
请读第一节。
And I lifted my eyes and saw, behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand.
我又举目观看，见一人手拿准绳。
So it's quite the same, the man with the measuring line.
这也是非常类似，因为这个人拿的一个准绳。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Then I said, where are you going?
我说,
and he said to me to measure Jerusalem to see what is its breadth and its length.
他对我说, 要去量耶路撒冷, 看有多宽多长。
So here says to measure Jerusalem.
这里这个人要去量耶路撒冷。
Why to measure?
为什么要去量呢?
Let's turn to chapter 1.
请看第一章,
Zechariah chapter 1.
请看撒迦利亚书第一章,
verse 16.
第16节,
Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with compassion.
所以神如此说, 现今我回到耶路撒冷, 仍施怜悯。
And my house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts.
我的殿必重建在其中。
And because the house will be built, the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem.
而准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
So that's the reason why the man was holding the measuring line.
这就是这个人拿的准绳的理由。
Because God says, my house shall be built in it, the temple shall be rebuilt.
因为神说我的圣殿将要被重建。
So at the time, the same Ezekiel saw now this man with a line of flax and the measuring reed in his hand.
所以这就是以西结他看到这个拿的麻绳跟
It is for measuring.
这是为了要测量。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们看回以西结书第40章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And the man said to me,
那人对我说,
Son of man, look with your eyes.
你要用眼睛看。
So this is the first command by the man given to Ezekiel.
这是这位给以西结的第一个命令。
Number one, look with your eyes.
你要用眼睛看。
Secondly,
第二,
hear with your ears.
你要用耳听。
Thirdly,
第三个,
set your mind upon all that I shall show you.
并且要放在你的心上。
For you were brought here in order that I might show it to you.
因为我带你到这儿来是要指示你。
And the fourth reason,
第四个理由,
declare all that you see to the house of Israel.
凡你所见的, 你都要告诉以色列家。
So Ezekiel was asked, number one, to look.
所以以西结被要求要先看。
Secondly, to hear.
然后用耳朵听。
Thirdly, to put it in his mind.
而且要放在心上。
And fourthly,
第四个,
declare to the house of Israel.
还要告诉以色列家。
Okay. So at the time, this was what happened. So this is an introduction.
所以在这边呢, 只是个介绍。
So Ezekiel saw the vision of the new temple.
所以以西结看到新圣殿的意象。
Actually, we never put up the picture if the picture is easier to understand. But at the time, he saw this vision of the temple. It is divided into three sections.
这个新的圣殿呢, 被分成三部分。
At the time, he saw a wall.
他先看到城墙。
Then there is steps.
还有, 阶梯, 台阶。
So there is the wall, then the steps or the stairs.
城墙上面还有阶梯。
Then he entered from the outside, he went into the outer court.
他从圣殿的外围呢, 进入外院。
This is the first area.
这个是第一个, 范围。
So again, I say there is a wall surrounding the whole temple area.
所以有一个墙呢, 围着圣殿的这块地。
Then to go up, he need to walk up the stairs.
他上城墙必须要, 上台阶。
Then after the stairs, he need to walk through a passageway, a gateway.
在上了城墙之后呢, 他会经过一个通道。
Then he will enter into the outer court.
然后会进入外院。
Then from the outer court again, he has to climb steps and pass through the gateway.
在外院的时候呢, 他还要, 上台阶, 经过一个廊子。
Then he will enter into the area of the inner court.
然后他再进入内院。
Then in the Septuagint, another version of the Bible, now he has to climb another flight of steps and to go up to the temple area.
进入圣殿的这个地方呢, 还要再爬, 再上一些阶梯。
Then in front there was the altar.
祭坛就在前面。
Then he saw the temple.
然后看见圣殿。
Then by the side, there were chambers.
在旁边呢有很多房间。
Of course, this is just to simplify. So at the time he saw this vision of the new temple.
这虽然是一个很简单的描述呢，但是他看到新圣殿的意象。
So what is the reason for this vision?
这个意象的理由是什么呢？
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
我们看以西结书的43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章。
Let us read verse 10.
我们读第十节。
Ezekiel chapter 43 verse 10.
以西结书43章第十节。
Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel.
人子啊，你要将这殿指示以色列家。
So he was asked now to describe the temple to the house of Israel.
要他们量殿的尺寸。
Because just now the man really told him, see with your eyes.
因为这个人告诉以西结要用眼睛看。
Hear with your ears.
要用耳朵听。
Then set it in your mind.
并且放在心上。
Then go and declare it to the house of Israel.
并且要告诉以色列家。
So therefore in the chapter 43 verse 10,
所以43章第
十节。Now he was asked, Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel.
所以这边以西结被要求要把这个圣殿呢告诉以色列家。
Before we go further, he tells about the plan, the arrangement of the temple.
这里他告诉这个圣殿的这个规模。
So if we view this from the Old Testament,
让我们看一些旧约圣经。
It is always the same.The pattern, the measurement, everything it is given by God.
这些规模尺寸呢，都是由神所指示的。
Let's turn to Exodus. This tells us about the tabernacle.
我们看到出埃及记的会幕。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
我们看出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Let us read verse 8 and verse 9.
读第八节跟第九节。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Please take note of this. After we will come back, here says that I may dwell in their midst.
所以这边提到神可以住在他们中间。
Verse 9.
第九节。
According to all that I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle,And all its furnitures, so you shall make.
第九节，制造帐幕和其中一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
So here tells us about the pattern of the tabernacle that the Lord will show him.
这里只说这会幕的样式，而且是由神所指示的。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们看使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Verse 44.
四十四节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 44.
使徒行传七章四十四节。
Our fathers had the tent of witness in the wilderness.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕。
Why they had this tent of the witness, the tent of meeting?
这个是指会幕。
Yeah, why they have this tent?
为什么要有这个会幕呢？
Because here says, even as he, Miss God, who spoke to Moses, directed him to make it according to the pattern that he had seen.
这是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
希伯来书八章五节。
They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly sanctuary, for when Moses was about to erect a tent or the tabernacle, he was instructed by God saying, See that you make everything according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
第五节。他们供奉的是本是天上的事的形状和影像，正如摩西要将造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说：“你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。”
So for the tabernacle, the pattern, the plan, everything, the furnitures, the utensils, all it was given by God.
所以在这帐幕里面，所有的器具跟用品呢，都是由神来指示。
What about the temple built by Solomon?
那我们再看所罗门所造的圣殿。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
我们看列王记上。
First Chronicles.
对不起，历代志上。
Chapter 28.
二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章。
Let us read verse 19.
读十九节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 19.
历代志上二十八章十九节。
All this he made clear by the writing from the hand of the Lord concerning it, all the work that to be done according to the plan.
这里这一切工作的样式都是神用手画出来使我明白的。
At the time, David told his son Solomon.
这里说我儿所罗门。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Then David rose to his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
这里我的弟兄我的百姓啊你们当听我言我心里本想建造殿宇安放神的约柜。
Yes, and for the footstool of our God, I make preparation for building.
作为我神的脚凳我已经预备建造的材料。
So it tells us about the building.
所以这里是讲到建圣殿。
Then verse 10.
第十节。
So he told Solomon.
所以大卫告诉所罗门。
Take heed now for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
你当谨慎因为神拣选你建造殿宇作为圣所你当刚强去行。
Then verse 11.
十一节。
Then David gave Solomon his son the plan. Here tells about the plan of the vestibule of the temple, the houses and the so forth.
这时候大卫将殿的一些游廊旁屋以及各样的规模呢指示他的儿子所罗门。
That's why in the verse 19 says, all this he made clear by writing from the hand of the Lord concerning it.
就是十九节说这些工作都是神用手画出来使我明白的。
So it was given to David by God.
所以神这都是神给大卫的。
So in the verse 20, so David told Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it.
所以大卫告诉他的儿子所罗门说你当刚强壮胆去行。
So same for the temple of built by Solomon.
这就是所罗门所造的圣殿。
What about the New Testament?
那新约的圣殿呢?
Of course, in the Matthew chapter 16, the Lord Jesus told Peter that he will build his own church.
在马太福音十六章，主耶稣告诉彼得，他会建立一个新的教会。
But of course, today, what is the foundation of the church?
那今天新的教会的根基在哪里?
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
verse 20
第二十节
So built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone
这个新的教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣为自己为房角石
So today our foundation it is upon the teachings of the apostles the prophets and Jesus Christ
所以今天教会的根基是在使徒先知以及主耶稣的教义上
So in the 1st Timothy Paul says chapter 3 the church it is the church of the living God the pillar and the bulwark of the truth
所以在彼得前对不起提摩太前书这个教会的根基呢就是教会的柱石
Yes, so it is the church she says the pillar and the bulwark of the truth So it is the basing on the truth the teachings of the Lord
这个就是要根据神的教训是真理和真理的柱石跟根基
So at the time Ezekiel saw this vision
所以这时候以西结看到这个意象
of the plan of the new temple
看到这个新的圣殿的规模
But of course there is a problem
但是这里有个问题
This plan it is not the same as the one rebuilt by Zerubbabel
但是这个圣殿跟所罗巴伯所建的殿并不一样
In actuality it is a spiritual temple
这是个属灵的殿
In actuality it tells us about the spiritual requirement of the Lord on earth
这是神呢对我们一些属灵的要求
Because today we are the temple of God
因为我们今天我们是神的殿。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
哥林多前书三章十六十七节。
Paul says, Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's spirit dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him.
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
For God's temple is holy, and the temple you are.
因为神的殿是圣的，这殿是神。
So here tells today we are the temple of the Lord.
所以这边讲到 神的殿。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
有圣灵住在我们里面。
So today, this temple, it is holy.
所以这个殿是神圣的。
So at the time, Ezekiel saw this vision, but in actually, it tells us about the spiritual requirement of the Lord.
虽然这是以西结看到的意象, 但这是神对我们属灵的要求。
It tells us how we should build ourselves up in our spiritual life, in our life of faith, in our life of worship.
这里告诉我们, 我们如何建立属灵, 还有信心, 信心的生活。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 43.
我们再看回以西结书43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章。
Here tells the reason why the vision is given.
这里提到为什么要有这个意象的理由。
We read again verse 10.
我们读第十节。
Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel.
人子啊, 你要将这殿指示以色列家,
that they may be ashamed of their iniquities,
使他们因自己的罪孽惭愧,
and let them measure the pattern.
也要他们量殿的,
so the measurement it is given.
所以这个尺寸已经给了,
so the requirement it is given.
要求也给了.
So from all the pattern, it gives us spiritual teachings as to how to build ourselves up spiritually.
所以这边就是告诉我们如何在属灵上建立我们自己。
And here the main reason says, so that when they know, then they may be ashamed of their iniquities.
所以让以色列家呢因自己的罪孽而惭愧。
So they will use the God's measurement to reflect upon themselves.
所以他们用神的尺寸呢来回想自己。
How they have built themselves.
如何他们建立起自己。
Just like today, we are the temple of the Lord.
就像我们今天是神的殿,
there are many measurements, many standards, many teachings given to us in the Bible to build up this temple.
圣经里面有很多, 教义跟教导, 让我们如何建立自己。
So if today we know this pattern, we know all the plans, all the measurements, and we compare, we see this pattern and our pattern, then we will know that maybe we have not built according to its measurement.
所以呢, 我们可以用圣经的标准跟样式呢, 跟我们自己来做个比较。
Then we will know that we may have fallen short, we may have iniquities in us.
所以我们会知道我们自己亏欠甚至, 我们不足。
At that time, the Solomon Temple, it was a very glorious temple.
所罗门的圣殿是非常, 充满, 非常荣耀的圣殿。
So magnificent.
非常的辉煌。
God's presence was there.
神与他们同在。
But yet they sinned against God.
可是他们, 得罪神了。
They sin God in two areas, the aspect of religion.
他们犯罪得罪神, 第一个就是, 在宗教上。
One concerning societal sin. Sin in relation to how they treat others.
在于他们对, 彼此, 对待彼此的, 也因此犯罪得罪神。
So they sin against God, they went and worship idols.
他们拜偶像而得罪神。
Today, of course, there may be idols in our heart, spiritual idols, those more important than God.
我们今天常有一些在心里的偶像, 我们认为他们比神重要。
At the time, they never want to accept the words of God, the scroll of the Lord, even the king cut it and burn it in the fire.
当时在以色列那个时候呢, 他们不接受神的话, 甚至把 神的话的书卷呢,
God sent the prophets to warn them. They never took heed or take heed of the warnings by the prophets.
神一直派先知去警告他们, 但是他们并不留心。
They refused to accept his teachings.
他们拒绝神的教导。
They even broke the Sabbath.
他们还, 而且违反安息日。
And of course, in the area of marriage also, they failed. In the area of marriage.
他们的婚姻也失败了。
Then towards the society, towards fellow men, there is the mistreatment.
他们对待自己的同胞呢, 也是非常的不好。
So their sin was very great.
所以他们的犯罪是非常的, 非常大。
But now Ezekiel saw this vision of the new temple.
所以现在以西结看到新圣殿的意象。
It tells about the new requirement of the Lord.
他现在知道神的新的要求。
So they must rebuild it, rebuild themselves. So firstly, he says, so that after they know the measurement, the requirement, then they will be ashamed of their iniquities.
所以以色列人他们知道神的尺寸跟要求之后，他们应该自惭形秽。
Secondly,
第二,
let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 43.
我们再看以西结书43章,
verse 11.
11节,
verse 11 and 12.
11, 12节,
and if they are ashamed of all that they had done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangement, its exit, its entrance, its entire design, and all its ordinances, and its form, and all its laws.
这里他们若因自己所行的一切事惭愧，你就将殿的规模、样式、出入之处和一切形状、典章、礼仪、法则指示他们。
So here says, after they are ashamed.
是指在以色列自觉惭愧。So
now make known to them the new requirement.
我们就把圣殿的新的要求告诉他们。
Because it is the new temple.
因为这是新的圣殿。
Then here says, write it down in their sight so that they may keep its whole design and all its ordinances and perform them.
因此在他们眼前写上去，使他们遵照殿的一切规模、典章去做。
So firstly, to make them to be ashamed of their iniquities.
所以第一要先让他们自觉的惭愧。
Then secondly, when they are ashamed, now make known to them the new requirement.
再来呢，再把这个圣殿的新的要求告诉他们。
How to build it? What are the ordinances? What are the laws?
根据一切形状、典章、法规、礼仪告诉他们。
Verse 12.
12节,
so this is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
12节，殿的法则乃是如此。殿在山顶上四围的全界要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。So
the most important holiness.
这个就所谓的圣洁。Just
now Paul says, we are the temple of the Lord.
就是保罗说我们是神的殿。So
we must be holy. We must lead a holy, a sanctified, a consecrated life.
我们必须圣洁，而且要自洁。And
the third reason.
第三个理由,
which is the outcome, the most important.
这是所谓的结果，也是最重要的。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
我们看以西结书43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章。
Afterward, he brought me, verse 1.
第一节,
afterward, he brought me to the gate facing east.
第一节, 之后他带我到一座门, 就是朝东的门。
Verse 2.
第二节,
behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the east.
以色列神的荣光从东而来。
And the sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters.
他的声音如同多水的声音。
Of course, today we always say it is the Holy Spirit when we pray. And here says the earth shone with his glory.
我们知道在今天来讲，这是我们祷告的声音，但这里是指神的荣光。
And here says, verse 3, the vision I saw was like the vision which I have seen when he came to destroy the city, and the vision that I have seen by the river Kabah.
这个形状如从前他来灭城的时候，我所见的异象，就是在加巴鲁河所看到的异象。
So here tells about the time when he came to destroy the city and what he saw by the river Kabah.
那就是在灭城的时候，我在加巴鲁河旁边所看的异象。Okay,
before we read this, let us now turn back to the Old Testament.
让我们看一下旧约。
Just now we have mentioned about the tabernacle. It was built according to the pattern given by God.
我们讲到旧约的帐幕是根据神的样式来建造。And
God says that so that he will be in the midst of them.
所以神会住在其中。Let's
turn to Exodus chapter 40.
我们看出埃及记40章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记第40章。
Verse 33.
第33节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 down to 35.
出埃及记40章33到35节。
And he erected the court round the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen of the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work.
33节，在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完工了。
Verse 34.
34.
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So at the time, Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting. Because the cloud abode upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Here tells about the cloud of glory, the glory of the Lord. So the cloud is there to filter this glory.
神的荣光呢，就是这个云彩的荣光。
Because no one can see God's glory. If you see God's glory, you will die.
因为那时候没有人能见到神的荣光，因为见到神的荣光必死。
So now this is the manifestation of the glory, but there is a cloud to filter. So it is called the cloud of glory.
这是神的荣光的彰显，也就是用有荣光的云彩。
Later on, it was called Shekinah. Never mind. So, cloud of glory tells about the abidance, the presence of God.
这个荣光的云彩是指神的同在。
What about the temple built by Solomon?
那所罗门建的圣殿是如何呢?
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
我们看历代志下。
2 Chronicles.
历代志下。
So, after the temple was built, there was this dedication.
所罗门建殿之后呢，有这个献殿礼。
Let's read chapter 5, 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志下第五章。
At the time, they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies.
他们把约柜, 搬进至圣所。
And at the time, the choir, they sang praises.
这个时候诗班也在唱诗。
So when they sang praises, in the chapter 5, verse 13, the lower portion,
第五章13节的后半段,
the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
这个神的殿充满了云彩,
verse 14,
第14节,
so that the priest could not stand to minister because the cloud for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
这里祭司不能站立供职, 因为神的荣光充满了神的殿。
So again, same, the presence of God was there.
所以神在, 在那边同在。
And at the time, they offered sacrifices. Let's turn to chapter 7.
看第七章。
Chapter 7.
看历代志下第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
So after Solomon had ended his prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
所罗门祈祷完毕后，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，神的荣光充满了殿。Verse
2.
第二节,
so the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house.
神的荣光充满了神的殿，所以祭司不能进殿。Verse
3.
第三节,
when all the children of Israel saw the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the temple, they bowed down with their face to the earth on the pavement and they worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, for he is good, his steadfast love endures forever.
那火降下神的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列众人看见就扑在就在扑实地俯伏叩拜，称说神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
So the glory was in the temple.
所以神的荣光在殿里。
God is in the midst of them.
神在其中。
But they sinned against God.
但是他们犯罪得罪神。
So at the time, Ezekiel, when he was called by God, in a Gentile land, he saw the glory of God.
所以当以西结被神蒙神召的时候呢, 他在外邦看到神的荣光。
To the Jews, this will not happen.
实际上并没有发生。
Because God will not manifest his glory there.
但是因为神呢不会在那个地方彰显他的荣光。
But Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord.
但是以西结看到神的荣光。
Let's turn back, Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们看回以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
看以西结书第一章。
Verse 28, the lower portion.
28节的后半段。
So it says, such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
这就是神荣耀的形象。
And in the chapter 2.
第二章,
oh, sorry, chapter 3.
第三章,
verse 12.
第十二节,
then the Spirit lifted me up, and the glory of the Lord arose from its place.
这时候灵将我举起, 神的荣耀在这里。
So in here tells us he about also the glory of the Lord.
这里讲到神的荣光。
Verse 23.
第二十三节,
so I arose and went forth into the plain, and lo, the glory of the Lord stood there like the glory that I had seen by the river Kabah, and I fell on my face.
23节，我往平原去，这是神的荣耀，正如我在加巴鲁河所见的一样，
停
在那里。
So Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord.
所以以西结看到神的荣光。
But he also saw this glory now in Jerusalem.
但是他也在耶路撒冷看到了神
的荣光。At the time, just before the third attack by the Babylonians.
这是在巴比伦的第三次的掳掠之前。
Again, in the spirit, Ezekiel now was brought to the temple.
这时候以西结被带到圣殿去。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
我们看以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
Let us read verse 4. Or we can read verse 3 first.
我们先看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
So he put forth his hand and took me by the lock of the hair.
他伸出手抓住我的一落头发。
And in the spirit he lifted me up between the earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem.
灵就将我举到天地中间，在神的意象中带我到
耶路撒冷。So to the entrance of the gateway of the inner court which faces north, and there was the seat of the image of jealousy which provokes to jealousy.
以西结被带到朝北的内院门口，那里有触动神怒偶像的座位，惹动。
So imagine in the temple there was idols.
所以在神的殿里面居然有偶像。
Verse 4.
第四节。
So behold, the glory of the Lord God was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain.
在那里有以色列神的荣耀，形状与我在平原所见
的一样。So even though idols were in the temple, God's presence, God's glory is still in the temple.
即使有偶像在圣殿里，神还是在圣殿里同在。
But now the glory slowly departs.
但是神的荣耀渐渐的离去了。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Now the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherubim or cherubim on which it rested to the threshold of the house.
这是神的荣耀本来在基路伯上，但是从那里升到殿的门槛。
Yes, so from the Holy of Holies now to the threshold of the house.
本来是在至圣所，现在呢到了基路伯
的
门槛。
门槛 yes. Chapter 10, verse 4.
第十章第四节。
And the glory of the Lord went up from the cherubim to the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud. The court was full of the brightness of the glory of the Lord.
第四节，神的荣耀从基路伯那里上升，停在门槛上。殿内充满了云彩，院宇也被神的荣耀光辉充满。
So, again, still in the threshold.
这里也是在门槛上。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Then the glory of the Lord went forth from the threshold, now slowly moved to the house and stood over the cherubim.
这时候神的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯以上。
And verse 19 also mentioned about the glory. So they stood at the door of the east gate of the house. The glory of God was over them.
这里提到神的殿的东门口，在他们以上有以色列神的
荣耀。So from the Holy of Holies now to the threshold of the temple, now here says to the east gate.
这里是从至圣所到门，然后到了东门。
Then in the chapter 11,
到了十一节
verse 22,
第二十二节。
Then the cherubim lifted up their wings and their wheels beside them, and the glory of God of Israel was over them. And 23, the glory of the Lord went forth from the midst of the city.And stood upon the mountain on the east side of the city.
以西结书十二章二十二、二十三节，神的荣光从城中上升，停在城东那座山上。
So the glory departs.
所以神的荣光离开了。
So it is in stages, very slowly.
这是一个步骤，一个步骤，慢慢的做。
At the time, God was with them.
这时候神本来与他们同
在。They had a glorious temple to worship God.
他们有这个光辉的圣殿。
But yet they sin against God.
但是他们犯罪得罪
神。So now God's glory, God was reluctant to depart from them.
所以神很不甘愿地离开了他们。
Because when God depart from them, war will come upon them.
当神离开他们的时候呢，灾难就来了。
So God was reluctant.
所以神非常的不甘愿。
But he has to leave.
但是他还是离开。
So he left in stages.
所以他一步一步的走。
So today we must be careful of our spiritual life.
所以今天我们对我们的属灵生活必须谨慎。
Today the Lord wants to abide in us, or he is abiding in us.
神本来与我们同在。
But today we must keep all his teachings, all his statutes.
但是我们必须要守他的命令。
We must build ourselves up.
我们必须要建立自己,
to be a holy temple, to lead a life of worshipping Him. Then if not,
如果不是这样,
then God's presence may not be with us.
那神就不会再与我们同在。
So at the time, Prophet Jeremiah, he gave a very stern temple sermon.
这个时候耶利米呢曾给过一个非常严厉的
Because the Israelites says, they go to the temple, we are delivered, we are delivered, we are delivered.
以色列人说我们有圣殿所以呢我们会被得救。
So to them the temple is there, so I am delivered, enemy will not come, destruction will not come.
因为圣殿在这边我们会被拯救所以也不会有毁灭的事发生。
But they go and worship God in the temple, but they never change in their life.
他们即使在圣殿里崇拜, 但是他们不改变自己。
But yet they still dare to say, we are delivered, we are delivered, because the temple is there.
但是他们还敢说, 我们因为圣殿在这边, 我们会被得救。
So Jeremiah told them, look what happened in the Shiloh or Shiloh.
所以耶利米告诉他们, 看看示罗。
What happened in Shiloh?
看示罗发生了什么事。
At the time, Ichabod, the glory of God has departed.
在那边神的荣光离开了。
So the prophet told them, look back in the past history, what happened? God's glory was there, but the glory has departed because the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines.
因为腓力士人把约柜掳走，所以神的荣光也离开了他们。
So at the time, Ezekiel saw the glory slowly in stages departs.
所以在这里，希西结看到神的荣光渐渐慢慢地离开了。
But now it's different.
现在又不同了。
Now he must let them know now what he has seen, the new temple.
现在要告诉他们的新的圣殿。
The new requirement, the new measurement of God, the new standards of God.
神的新的要求尺寸。
The new law of God, the temple area must be holy.
神的律法就是神的圣殿必须要圣洁。
So that when they see this, they reflect on themselves, they will be ashamed of their sin.
所以他们看到这个会反省，为自己的罪而惭愧。
So that now they will turn back, they will build up themselves again.
所以他们会回转来，然后建立自己。
Then only can the glory of God come back.
所以神的荣光因而再会回来。
So in the Ezekiel chapter 43,
在以西结书43章,
at the time when he saw this glory, let's turn back chapter 43.
看回以西结书43章,
we read verse 2 again.
看第二节,
behold, the glory of Israel come from the east.
以色列神的荣光从东而来。
And he says, verse 3,
第三节,
and the vision I saw was like the vision I have seen when he came to destroy the city. Just now we have read how the glory departed, and the vision that I have seen by the river Kabah. So he knew it was the same glory.
所以他这边看到了荣光。
Yeah, it is the same glory. The same glory that he saw in the river Kabah and the same glory that departed.
这个看的荣光是同样的荣光。
Then how now this glory comes back?
然后这荣光今天回来了。
Verse 4,
第四节,
and as the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of God filled the temple.
第四跟第五节, 神的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中, 灵将以西结举起带入内院, 神的荣光充满了殿。
So the glory, when it comes back, it is immediate.
当神的荣光回来的时候是非常的快的。
When God's glory departs, it is in stages, slowly.
但是神的荣光离开的时候是渐渐的。
Because he is reluctant to leave his people.
因为他非常的不情愿离开他的子民。
But when he comes back, it is immediately.
可是他回来的时候是马上的回来。
So this is the most important, the glory to come back.
所以这个荣光的回来是极其重要的。
Verse 6,
第六节,
while the man was standing beside me, I heard one speaking to me out of the temple.
我听见有一位从殿中对我说话。
Verse 7,
第七节,
and he said to me, son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the sole of my feet.
这里说人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地。
So where I will dwell in the midst of the people of Israel forever.
我要在这里, 在以色列人中直到永远。
So when the glory come back, so now the Lord must oversee, he must rule. So it is the place of his throne, the place of his footstool, and now he dwells in the midst of them.
这里因为圣殿是神脚掌所踏之地, 是他的宝座, 神要在此称王。
Then the house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither shall the kings and the by the harlotries and by the dead bodies.
这是以色列家, 他们,
So there will be no more, here says, defile his holy name. Then the Lord will continuously be in the midst of them, abiding with them. So similarly in our spiritual life today, we must have the abidance of the Lord.
所以在同样在我们今天属灵生活，我们也需要神的同在。
But now we must understand what is the pattern, what is the measurement.
但是我们要知道神所要求的样式跟他的尺寸。
So that we will follow it, we build, then God's glory will come.
所以我们因而照的这个要求建造，神的荣光才会回来。
Tonight we will study on the temple.
今天我们就查考到圣殿。
We thank the Lord for the morning session.
我们感谢主, 为今天的早上的正道而感谢。
Now we will pray. Those who want to receive the laying on of hands, please come forward. We ask all the ministers to assist in the laying on of hands.
需要按手的请到前面来, 请掌师为我们按手。谢谢。